It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, we meet specialists who can motivate you to make healthier choices. First, child life specialists. Their job is to help sick kids navigate difficult medical situations, which they do mostly through play. Jenny Gold of our partner Kaiser Health News visited Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. to find out how they work.
8-year-old Jocelyn Gayden sits quietly in an exam room wearing a tiny hospital gown. She looks a little uneasy as she waits to be brought back to the operating room for the final surgery on her cleft palate. Kelly Schraff spots her through the curtain and tiptoes into her room.
What's your name?
Jocelyn.
My name's Kelly, and I'm a child life specialist, so it's my job at the hospital to make it easier for you to be here and make it more fun.
One of the scariest parts of surgery for a kid is the anesthesia mask, so Schraff brings Jocelyn the mask in advance, along with some sparkly stickers for decoration.
The doctor is going to put sleepy air inside this hole, and sometimes the sleepy air is stinky. Another little girl told me it smells like dirty socks. So what I have is special smells to put inside to make it smell good.
Smells like bubblegum, cotton candy, and strawberry. Jocelyn picks bubblegum. By the end of their visit, she's grinning, and so is Schraff.
I think my favorite part of the job is knowing that I made a difference in a child and a family's life, seeing them so stressed because they've gone through so many things that a child shouldn't have to experience, and knowing that I can work with the hospital team and make their stay better.
Surgeon Rahul Shah says the doctors in the unit are as grateful for the child life specialists as the patients are.
It's really profound when you hear some of the most old school physicians or surgeons really asking for what you would consider to be warm and fuzzy, and they came up to us and said, we need them.
Dr. Shah says that's because child life actually makes the unit a lot more productive.
When we have encounters without child life specialists, it's hard. You're pulling them sometimes away from the parents. The parents are upset. The child's upset. It heightens their anxiety. You bring them back to the operating room. It's a lot harder to put them to sleep. It's a lot harder to do the IV.
There are about 4,000 child life specialists in the country. Most of them work in the acute units with the very sickest children. Liz Anderson, who, like Schraff, is bubbly, blonde, and 24, works in oncology.
On my unit, we have very long-term families. I get to know them very, very well.
Most of her job centers around play, the basis of how a child learns and grows.
I'm Owen Timothy O'Hara. I like to build Legos, do art.
9-year-old Owen has leukemia. He sits in his pajamas in an isolation room, a feeding tube in his nose. It's been less than a week since his bone marrow transplant, and his immune system is still too vulnerable to be around other kids. So yesterday, Anderson brought him a brand new set of Legos to play with.
I'm building an alien spaceship. This is like the cockpit thing that goes right here.
Owen's mom, Jackie O'Hara, says child life specialists have made a huge difference in helping Owen understand what's happening to him.
Medical terminology is a different language altogether, and so it's scary, and they're able to take the scariness out of it.
But like all things in healthcare, child life programs come at a price. The 16 child life specialists at Children's National Medical Center cost about $800,000 a year. It's part of the hospital's overhead, like electricity or maintenance. Mark Wetisha is president of the Children's Hospital Association. He says that's money well spent.
It's really almost an insignificant amount of money on our national expenditure to let the sickest kids have, you know, some opportunity to kind of have a life and get reassimilated. So, our view, of course, is that this is greatly worth it.
Jackie O'Hara couldn't agree more.
It's just like having a little bit of a normal life in the middle of something that's not normal.
And for kids like Owen, even just a little bit of normal can feel priceless. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.